Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tonight is Maundy Thursday, and as I already stated, it starts off this three-day service of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, where we journey with Christ from his institution of his supper to his cross and to his tomb. Tonight is called Maundy Thursday because of the Latin word mandatum, meaning command. And it's actually the command that Jesus gives at the end of our gospel lesson tonight. A new command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That is his mandate. That is his command. Jesus washes his disciples' feet in an act of servitude. Now, I'm not going to reenact that here tonight. I trust that you showered before coming here to church. Maybe I shouldn't, but that's what I assumed. You are already clean. Peter says, Lord, not just my feet, but my whole body. And Jesus says, you are clean. Your feet need to be washed. You have been cleansed. You have been washed. Jesus said to him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. For some of you, that washing happened literally at that font. And for many of us, it took place at fonts similar to that throughout the world. You have been washed. You have been made clean, not so that you could go and dirty yourself over and over and over again without thinking about what Christ has done for you, but that you may be cleansed of your sins, that you may strive to live a better life. But tonight isn't just about Christ's baptism. Tonight, Maundy Thursday, we celebrate the institution of another sacrament. The sacrament of the altar, the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. From our formula of concord in the Lutheran confessions, we read, question, in the Holy Supper, are the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ truly and essentially present, distributed with the bread and wine, and received with the mouth by all who receive this sacrament, whether they are worthy or unworthy, godly or ungodly, believing or unbelieving, are they received by the believing for consolation and life, but by the unbelieving for judgment? We say yes. Perhaps you haven't actually read the formula of Concord, so instead I will also quote from something that I know that you have, something that we have also read together. From Luther's Small Catechism we read, what is the sacrament of the altar? It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and to drink. Luther says, where is this written? And he gives us these words of institution, words that you will hear this night, words that you hear every time we gather on the Lord's Day. These words come from four places in the Holy Scriptures. They come from Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and before you immediately say John, 1 Corinthians 11. It was our epistle lesson for tonight. And so all four of these words are put together in what you are now used to hearing in English, what we call the verba in Latin. That is, the words. These are the words of Christ. These are the words of institution. These are the words of consecration. That when those words are spoken, or when they are sung, what you receive, what gives us on this altar is not just bread and wine, but it is bread with Christ's body. It is wine with Christ's blood for us Christians to eat and to drink. The power is not in me as your pastor. The power is in the words of Christ. When God said, "Let there be light," there was light. God spoke all things into creation. And this very night, before your eyes, he will do it again, as he has done it so many times before you. For when he borrows my voice to proclaim his words over the bread, it will also be his body. When his words are proclaimed over the wine, it will also be Christ's blood. Spoken or sung? Did you actually know that it was Martin Luther who added notes for the singing of the verba, for the words of institution? Because prior to Martin Luther, the priests whispered those words. They didn't feel it was important for the people to hear them. And so it was Luther who added the notes, that these words would be sung loudly, that the whole world might hear what Christ has instituted. Because of Christ's institution, because of his proclamation and his presence here tonight, not as a symbol, as Baptists or many Protestants believe, but as his true body and blood, I fall to a knee. Because the King of all kings is present with us. And so when you see me drop to a knee, it is a confession of what we as Lutherans believe. Because we believe that Jesus will be with us tonight. That he will be with us each and every Sunday that we celebrate his supper. And so if the King of Kings comes to your door and is right in front of your face, you fall to a knee. It's a sign of respect. Those of you who are able will fall to your knees to receive his body and blood tonight. It is a sign of the respect. It is a sign of our confession as Lutherans that this is not just some made-up symbol, rather it is his body and blood. Even if it doesn't make any sense to the outside world, we confess it with our lips, we confess it with our hearts, simply because Jesus Christ said it is. Hoc est. It is. And Luther went to bat for those words. He stopped his discussion with some of the other reformers because they refused to acknowledge the real presence. But not us. No, we confess the truth. And so this verba will be proclaimed tonight. And Christ will be with us. That is why it is so important for us to come here and gather week after week. Every opportunity we have to receive, we come, we gather to receive. Because Jesus Christ is with us. This is not a child's play, though. It is not for an infant. It is not for someone who cannot discern the body and blood. It is exactly as St. Paul writes, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let him examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself." We practice closed communion historically in the Lutheran Church. And as a synod, we continue that practice. You see, our altar is closed not because we think we're better than everyone, but it is closed because of this verse. We don't want people receiving this life-giving medicine to their judgment. And so those outside of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod confession, when we kneel, we confess a unity of doctrine. Those who come to our altar must confess the same. They must confess that it is the true body and blood of Jesus given and shed. They must come with repentant hearts. They must kneel as a community, confessing the same points of doctrine that we do. And so it is not out of ignorance, it is not out of arrogance that we do this. It is actually out of love. St. Paul writes what happened to some after receiving this unworthily. He says, "For this reason many are weak and are sick among you, and many have fallen asleep." He actually says that people have died from receiving the sacrament unworthily. They have gotten sick from this. Do we even think about that? Do we bat an eye? He goes on to say, "But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Why does your pastor continuously encourage you to come to church? Is it just because I like to badger you? It's really not. It's because I care deeply for your souls. It's because I know what precious gift is in this sacrament. And I know that when this world is judged, we want to be found not with the world, but right here, among the faithful, receiving Christ's gifts, that we might not be condemned in this judgment, but that we might be told, "Son and daughter, you are with me for eternity." And so this night, acknowledge what you are receiving. And when you acknowledge that Jesus is truly with us, I think it will help you in your perspective. I think it will help you to run to church week after week after week until Christ comes back, or until he calls you home. Jesus is with us tonight, in his body and in his blood. The church sings, "May God bestow on us his grace and favor, that we follow Christ our Savior, and live together here in love and union, nor despise this blessed communion. O Lord, have mercy. Let not thy good spirit forsake us. Grant that heavenly minded he make us. Give thy church, Lord, to see days of peace and unity. O Lord, have mercy. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen."